So how concerned should we be about evidence the Delta strain of the virus can be passed on outdoors and that people can become infectious within 1.5 days of exposure? I spoke to Professor Greg Dorr, an infectious diseases physician and epidemiologist from the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales, and started by asking whether Sydney's tough restrictions can quash Delta now that it's running in the community.
Look, it's clearly the key question right now in Sydney. We are somewhat in uncharted waters. We have a very large community outbreak. We've got degree of restrictions in place and things seem to be stabilising. Whether we can get back down to zero community transmissions, I think we do have to be realistic. It may not be able to be achieved with the Delta strain, but I think we'll give it a good go.
Melbourne, on the other hand, is showing some positive signs, but there are suspicions there about outdoor transmission at stadiums and also people spreading the Delta strain just 1.5 days after being exposed themselves, which is incredibly fast. It's not a certainty there either, is it?
It certainly isn't. I think they're in a better place. They're put in kind of pretty tight restrictions early on. And look, there's a debate about whether that should have happened in New South Wales. But currently in Victoria, there's some good signs again. I think that they're stabilising the outbreak, and I really hope that they will be able to get back to zero.
How concerned should we be about those suspicions of outdoor transmission of Delta at stadiums?
Look, I think there's a couple of things to say about outdoor transmission. I think it can occur. I think it's incredibly uncommon, and it's a very small proportion of the overall transmission. But in the context where there are large gatherings outdoors, I think it is feasible that you get some outdoors transmission. You contrast that to the situation, for example, in Sydney right now, when we have restrictions in place where you can't have large outdoor gatherings. Therefore, in the current context of Sydney, I think outdoor transmission is an exceedingly low risk. The main setting where the risk is very, very high is indoors, particularly in families. The key context for ongoing transmission of this virus is definitely indoors.
Because we saw the New South Wales Premier splashed on the front page of Sydney tabloids without a mask, within the rules and the guidelines, mind you, but also others getting upset about crowded beachfronts once again. What do you say about those sort of shaming incidents, if you like?
Look, I don't think that's helpful at all. And I think, I don't know, there's a debate about whether there's an indirect benefit of having outdoor masking. So I think that's the line of argument in Victoria, that it sends a signal. I'm fine with that. Someone sort of going about shopping, leaving a mask on between shopping sort of episodes. But I'm not convinced that there's any benefit at all in having a mandate for outdoor sort of masks. So people can use masks if they want to. That's absolutely fine. But I don't think we should be mandating outdoor masking.
We've seen 1 million Pfizer doses arrive today from overseas. Great news. But again, we are last out of every country in the OECD in terms of vaccine rates. Did the expert panel ATAGI get it wrong in its advice about AstraZeneca, considering what we know now and the position that we are now in?
Look, I don't think ATAGI got the advice wrong. I mean, the guidance has been that AstraZeneca is an approved vaccine for 18 years and older. It's not the preferred vaccine, but it's always been an option. And I think that's where the messaging has fallen down.
There's no going back, though, is there? What can we do from here?
Look, yeah, you're right. We have to go forward. And it's great that we've got 1 million doses a week of Pfizer, but we have to push a very consistent message that the best strategy right now, particularly in settings where there are outbreaks, is to get whatever vaccines available as soon as possible.
Professor Greg Dorr from the Kirby Institute there.